it was good when Moses learned this early, because along the journey he was going to meet difficult things. He was going to meet times when he finds the instruction that God has given to be high, difficult, impossible. But then he knew he was dealing with the Lord, because he's the Lord. He has the capacity to handle any problem which Moses can't handle, because he's the Lord. You need to do what he asks you to do, because he's the Lord. There's no time you will be alone, because he, first of all, he has told you, I am, has sent you. And he says, I am the Lord. It means you can be assured he'll be with you the whole journey. And he'll be with you such that whatever enemy you ever meet, yeah, the enemy will always be smaller than the Lord who is with you. Isn't that what the New Testament says? When it says that he that is in us is greater than he that is in the world. That because he that is in us is greater than he in the world, you are admitting there are spirits and demons and powers and strongholds, spiritual powers, witches, you know, all kinds of people. You are admitting they are there. The only thing you are saying, when God is in you, he that is in you is greater than he that is in the witch, than he that is in this prophet, than he that is any other. God is going to be higher. So you can face the challenge, because you know you are not alone. You are with him that conquers.